It's Tuesday, August 9th, 2016 AD. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. The latest CNN poll puts Hillary Clinton ahead of Donald Trump in the presidential election by 10 points. If the Libertarian and Green Party candidates are included, the lead is still the same. Clinton, 45%, Trump, 35%. The Communist Party USA is getting behind the Hillary Clinton bid for the presidency. Their People's World magazine called it, quote, a clear choice, unquote, in the 2016 election. The Communist Party also supported Barack Obama for president in 2008 and 2012. Planned Parenthood receives over $500 million in government funding each year, and they do not want to lose it. The organization announced earlier this year that they've endorsed a presidential candidate for the first time, Hillary Clinton. Now they've announced they will register voters in their offices in 45 states to help the, quote, disenfranchised voters, unquote. Donald Trump was in Detroit yesterday talking economy and jobs. He revealed his plan to reduce the income tax rate for top income earners from 40% down to 33% and renegotiate the NAFTA trade deal in hopes of creating more jobs here in America. But let's not forget God's economic policies in Deuteronomy 28. If you do not obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you today, cursed shall you be in the city, and cursed shall you be in the country. Cursed shall be the produce of your land, the increase of your cattle, and the offspring of your flocks. Two more candidates are in the running for president of the United States, looking to pick off votes from disenfranchised Republicans. Darrell Castle is running on the Constitution Party ticket. He is pro-life and opposes socialism and world government. Mr. Castle spoke to The Worldview about his intentions.
I believe the Constitution is the limit of government. It is the supreme law of the land. It is the rule of law in America, and it defines the limits of government. I'm the only one who points to the Constitution and says, that is your limit, and that is as far as you can go. That's why I don't get much mainstream press, because the mainstream doesn't like that argument.
Also, Evan McMullen, Chief Policy Director for the House Republican Conference in the U.S. House of Representatives, has announced his independent candidacy for president. He is a Mormon, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, and he wants America to be a powerful force in the world. The U.S. Departments of Education and Justice have issued a press statement to clarify their position on gender identity as relating to Title IX. The student may claim a gender identity without any medical diagnosis or treatment, and the statement makes it clear that males may use female bathrooms, locker rooms, and showers. Males may play on female athletic teams and vice versa, and males may share dormitories and other housing facilities with females, and vice versa. Romans 1:28 says, and since they did not see fit to acknowledge God, God gave them up to a debased mind to do what ought not to be done. More Islamic terror, now at a hospital in Pakistan. Over 70 people were killed when a suicide bomber targeted the hospital in Quetta on Monday. It was the worst attack in Pakistan since the Easter attack on Christians gathered at a park. Quetta is a base for the Taliban from Afghanistan. An Algerian Christian man has been given 5 years in prison after posting about Jesus on the internet. Christian Today reports that he had written, quote, about the light of Jesus overcoming the lie of Islam and its prophet, unquote. The Protestant Church in Algeria is planning to fight the case. The man is one of only 39,000 Christians in Algeria, which is dominated by Muslims. If you cannot bring Bibles into a hostile country, why not fly them in with drones? A Swedish church is planning to drop thousands of Bibles over Iraq in electronic form, no larger than a pillbox. For the Word of God is living and active, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the division of soul and of spirit. Hebrews 4:12. The highly nihilistic and amoral film Suicide Squad raked in a whopping $267 million worldwide over the weekend, setting a record for box office receipts for an August release. For a pro-family and biblical perspective on movies released, check out the websites movieguide.org and pluggedin.com. And that's The Worldview on this Tuesday, August 9th in the year of our Lord, 2016. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.